Yeah, that's it. I'm wrapping up. Okay. We're going to be off for a few weeks. Worst of for the next few weeks, and enjoy your blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? I hope you...
Enjoy Jesus' birthday.
I hope you drive drunk in a car and fucking kill yourself and three other people. Fuck yourself.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Michigan Department of Libraries. We only have the Bible there.
Dearborn, Michigan. Wasn't that up Henry Ford country? He wasn't real fond of anybody other than white
people. He didn't like Jews, especially.
A quiet street in a quiet neighborhood in the middle of the 20th century.
Oh, 1957. Crusty old white guy walking outside. This palatial estate.
Apparently some Indian off camera trying to fucking get a cobra to come out of the basket.
Snake charming. He's old white guy nailing a sign into the ground that says for sale. Oh boy.
When you look for a house, what are you looking for?
I'll tell you what I'm not looking for.
Where people lived in square, fine, ample houses.
Uh-huh.
The ferocious sluts.
Sluts?
I think it was supposed to be slums.
I lived in some ferocious sluts.
Many still stand, many torn down. Rebuilding among the dispersal of people and neighborhood.
Yes.
A way being made for the projects.
Wow.
Signs of change in all the cities.
Boy, they hated the projects in 57. This guy must have voted for Eisenhower.
Red blindness of walls.
Oh.
The cities reach out.
Yes.
The ghettos burst open after a long while. Ghettos of every kind.
The ghettos burst open.
Old borders into the sunny, branchy section, pushing out to the new country, waiting raw for the builders.
Yes. And the suburbs, where the white people
are. Uniformity. But the sifting has begun.
Well, the sifting. Uh-oh.
And when you look further, when you look for a house, you see the cities reach.
Uh-huh.
What are you looking for?
I'll tell you what I'm not looking
for. Live. Your warmth, your love, your work, your rest from work, your quiet, and the sounds you like, your privacy, your friends.
All right.
A good place for children, a place to grow in, easy to keep clean, a place we can afford, the right place for us.
All right.
And even from the car, we try to guess, what is there for us? Who lives behind these doors?
All right.
On this quiet...
Rod Serling, relax.
Could this be it?
No, they're pulled up in front of the house that's for sale. It's an old white guy just standing there for some reason. He's got some pruning shears out. And the car pulls up. Uh-oh.
Out steps old Black Joe.
Oh, black guy gets out. Uh-oh. There's some fucking Budinsky white women across the street taking a gander. Oh, look at him. Oh, boy. And, oh, now the black mom gets out? Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't think Mr. Candy would sell to them.
Terrified.
You are exactly right, lady. Thank you. I didn't want to say it, but...
The white women are terrified of the potential for black neighbors. Not even the actual move-in. They're terrified.
Terrified of the black plague.
Take another look.
Uh-oh. Now he's taking them into the house. Oh, the white women are terrified. The white house owner is taking the black couple and their child into the house to take a look around. They're going to spit roast that black wife. Oh, that's a loud door.
I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to move.
I'm going to get Dick on the phone right away.
Wow. She didn't even take she dropped her groceries.
Let's fucking bring some Dick into the situation, shall we?
I'm going to get Dick on the phone.
Uh-oh.
What did you do?
I don't know.
You fucking...
hit the wrong button.
Oh,
man,
nice.
Hang on. She's got to get Dick on the phone. Can I get... Oh, who did Casey Kasem ask for?
Oh, I get Don on the phone?
Can I get Don on the phone now, please?
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that this is a fucking up-tempo record. We're talking about a fucking dog dying.
Talking about Negroes moving into the
We're
neighborhood.
We're up to a long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
He's rubbing his hands please. Together. Please.
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 It's over.
See when you come out. A lot of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, is impossible to make those transitions.
He's right.
And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Now, two things about that, and I've said this before, just in case we have any new listeners. Every single objection he has to that is 100% right. There's science to the way you program radio and stations and shows and blah blah blah. Now. That being said, if I'm a guy getting talked to like that...
Punching that fucking...
I'm going to bounce that Armenian midget off every wall in that fucking studio. I'm fucking bouncing...
Armenian midget.
Motherfucker, I am a grown man. Boy.
Take another look.
Oh, shit. Money's not racist, man. Money doesn't have a color. Fucking money is all green, baby.
Green, baby.
Yeah. Loud door. Very loud door.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Dick on the phone right away.
Threw that fucking rake down?
Nice
she had
yeah,
it.
Man.
Nice neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
Where things are taken care of well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, taken care of.
Taken
yeah.
care of.
I'm sorry, it'd be a noose in this case.
Take care of it.
Why do people come here? All the regular reasons.
No. Uh-oh. She's getting dick on the phone.
What the hell is she doing? It's one of those old rotary phones.
Yes, well.
Oh, shit, too far.
She's getting dick on the phone.
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to get dick on the phone right away.
Where's my hanging rope? She is enraged.
Nice in a nice neighborhood where things are taken care of well.
Yes.
Why do people come here?
Well,
all the regular reasons.
That's a loud dialing apparatus. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Man, they're calling around.
Telephone and tell a woman, right?
It's, let's start at the top of the prayer circle and work your way down. There's a Negro coming to town. Can't have
Who
that.
Who died? Nobody died. Look, we don't need prayers for that. We just need to get the Negroes out of town.
All right.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Am I right?
You're fucking ain't right. Oh, someone please drop the N-bomb. If someone drops the N-bomb, and this is 1957.
Yeah.
So, here she is. She's verklempt.
This room. This is what I mind leaving the most. So many little things. Bob seeing Ginny in her wedding dress here for the first time. That night we got back from the hospital after little Laurie was born. Suddenly we were grand.
Our first key party.
I'm sorry, did you say tea or key?
Key party.
Key party, yes. Okay.
Yes. Oh, the first time... The first time Bob walked in the room and saw me looking like an airtight submarine. I had every orifice filled with something. My hands, too. Bob immediately started to fucking jerk his half-flaccid old rod. Oh.
Christmases, birthdays. Don't you feel that way about the room? Oh, of course you don't.
Sure I do. Tonight.
Oh, fucking indignant Bob.
Yeah, sure I do, cunt. Speak for me.
Sure I do.
Yeah. Okay. Smack. It's like dating Sinatra.
Hey, speaking of that, have you been listening to that podcast?
No, I'm waiting for all the episodes to be available.
It's good. The chick that does it is a little fucking annoying. A lot, actually.
Do you mean Corina Longworth?
Yes, that one.
And
that
the way she narrates her podcast. Christ,
God. Get it.
Yeah.
When I was burning the leaves.
Oh, the leaves. Thank God he said leaves.
I felt that again.
I was burning the crosses.
Oh, thank God he said leaves. Oh, jeez.
Suddenly we were grandparents. Christmases, birthdays. Don't you feel that way about the room? Oh, of course you don't.
Sure I do.
Sure I do.
Tonight, when I was burning the leaves, I felt that again. Not just about the room or the house, but...
Easy, 1957 is, man. You don't express your fucking feelings, okay?
Yeah.
Easy.
I was burning things earlier. Tying new nooses. Getting my robes together.
Cutting eye holes in the pillowcases.
Yes.
But the whole neighborhood. Something about the people here. I just hate to pull out.
Me too, buddy. You're preaching to the choir, brother. Oh, man. Tell me about it. I fucking hate
you
it.
You fucking
too.
Stay until the job is
you
done.
You fucking ain't right. I hate to pull out. I hate it. I'm with this guy. I'm with Bob. I fucking hate it. God, he's so right on.
Where the fuck would we be if Stalin had pulled out, huh?
Bob is speaking he's my spirit animal. This guy's really speaking my language.
Holy shit.
Bob hates to pull out.
Wow. This video is funnier for reasons we didn't.
Not just about the room or the house, but the whole neighborhood. Something about the people here. I just hate to pull out.
Brother.
We move for ages.
Preach on, brother.
Think of the way most people move all the time.
Do you remember the year Jenny was born?
Yeah.
Three places we lived
yeah,
that year.
Yeah, it passed out of my fucking canal, Bob. I didn't forget it.
If you'd have pulled out then, Bob, we wouldn't be talking about it.
I was fucking torn asunder, you asshole, by your huge waterhead child. Out of my pussy, Bob. Yeah, I remember.
Pretty late.
Yes. Negroes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, this is Mrs. Candy.
Yeah, did you know there's a Negro moving in?
Uh-oh.
There's a tight close-up.
There must be some mistake.
We moved out of the city to get away from those people.
It's pretty fucking dramatic for
it
just
really
a public
is.
Service fucking.
Public service. That's something you pay for with your trash pickup in that town in 57. You get the call if any blacks are moving in. It's like a $1 surcharge on your fucking bill. You get the Negro alert call.
Fucking alarm goes off like the fucking storm alarms go off when bad weather hits. Lock your doors.
Yes, you better hide your kids.
Lock up your doors and put away the chicken.
Oh my God. That's how they talked.
Those people that were here today.
Uh-oh.
You mean because of...
Hang on.
There must be some mistake.
Click, click.
And it was about those people that were here today.
You mean because of...
Say it.
I know it.
Say it.
I knew it the minute they got out of that car. I know somebody was going to throw a fit. But who in God's name would do a thing like that?
It's 1957, Bob.
Bob is apparently new to his
everybody own... in the neighborhood except you, apparently.
Bob is apparently new to his own decade.
Who would
God's
green
name...
earth would fucking do that? Well,
I guess... Well, I sure do hate to pull out all these good races here.
And it was about those people that were here today.
You mean because of... I knew it. I knew it the minute they got out of that car. I know somebody was going to throw a fit. But who in God's name would do a thing like that?
Fucking ain't right, Bob.
Oh, you're really very upset, aren't you? Can I get you something?
Maybe just...
Maybe just a big black cock.
Yes. I'm sure I'd like to see Jamal again.
Khashoggi?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all?
Wouldn't we all? Really? When you get right down to it?
Bad.
Was it that bad?
Worse. Gets into a person like that. You know what he said?
Oh, come on.
Oh, they're not gonna. Oh,
don't leave us hanging. Get it. Get it.
Yeah. Bouncing off your kneecap when you walk. That'd be a
hello,
part.
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, this ought to be good.
Fine, Ed. You?
Oh.
No complaints.
Oh, fucking Bob's.
Hey, Tom. You going to lodge me?
Oh, Bob's about to get the hi-hat in this situation. Tom is not trying to deal with old Bob today. We found out he talked to those Negroes. Oh, boy.
Thursday? Always do, don't I?
Ooh.
Well, is there anything the matter? I just don't understand you, Ed. You've always been a pretty regular guy.
Until you started associating with the other folk.
Well... Money's all green, Tom. All spends.
Money and pussy do not change color.
Well, pussy does once a month change color for a few. That's a period joke. My first one since I was about 17, I bet.
Baroque?
What?
Baroque?
I wish
period?
I...
Renaissance? I don't know.
I was waiting on you for that one. I had no idea where we were going. Oh,
credit
thought...
to the neighborhood, too.
Oh.
I'm the same guy.
Oh, I thought you were a real regular guy.
Hello, Tom. How have you been?
Piss
fine,
off.
Ed.
Ed.
No complaints.
Race trainer,
way,
beat it.
Tom, you going to the lodge meeting Thursday? Always do, don't I?
The lodge.
Well, is there anything the matter? I just don't understand you, Ed. You've always been a pretty regular guy. A credit to the neighborhood, too. I'm the same guy I've always been. There's something bothering you. Why don't you just say it?
Same thing's bothering a lot of people. I guess we didn't know you as well as we thought.
Lefty,
lefty trash, beat it.
Lefty trash.
Boy, Tom really is giving him
progressive scum.
Tom really is giving him the fucking high hat.
He
too,
is,
man.
Look at everybody's fucking
man.
Get to the point, Tom.
Come on, Ed. Don't pretend you don't understand. Nobody's going to get away with the stuff you're trying to hand out.
Now, look here.
You look here.
Oh.
Nobody's threatening you.
I don't
know. Never going to be any violence in this part of town.
I don't know. Those eyebrows are pretty threatening, frankly. Those caterpillars are dyed on your face.
We're peaceful people. You've got friends here. I'm your friend. We just want to know what it is you think you're doing to us.
Man, to us.
Get on the back of the bus with your friends. You want to associate with them? You can ride with them, Ed.
Rosa Parks my ass. No, Rosa Parks in Dearborn, Michigan. That shit was down south. Go fuck yourself.
Quiet street. Quiet neighborhood.
Yeah, we got
never
it.
Any trouble here.
We
none at all.
Got it.
So I got off that bus and came straight here. There's nothing to worry about, Ed. Nothing at all. Everybody knows you as an ideal citizen. But, frankly, let me give you a little friendly advice.
What kind of advice do you suppose the real estate agent is going to give to Ed?
You want the crime statistics in this neighborhood to go up? Keep talking to those people, Ed. I've been calling him Bob for half an hour. It's Ed.
It's Ed.
I know, I've been calling him Bob. An asshole.
Take that sign down. Your house is a desirable property. We'll turn up the right buyer for you.
Ooh.
I hear what you're saying, Ted, but don't turn on the bedside manner. You struck me as upset. Tom Elder was upset. Tom Elder didn't walk in my door. Can't blame Tom, Ed. People get nervous, you know. They worry. I told them it was probably all a mistake. We all know you wouldn't do anything out of line, Ed.
Out of line? Wow.
Don't fucking start stepping out of line, Ed. You've been fucking warned.
Jesus Christ.
God, Ed, what the fuck has gotten into you?
You know what? I mean, if you allow me to break character here for just a moment, what bugs me is just, like, there are people who still think that way.
I know.
Like, right now, like, as we...
Yes.
In 2021.
Yes, they do.
It's mind-boggling.
It really is. You know what? You know what's really actually kind of funny about this? What I think is... kind of neat about this whole thing actually is that this is like the oldest character in the fucking movie so far.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's the most progressive.
He fought in the Union for the Civil War. During the Civil War.
Thank you.
Now there are people just like me almost.
Almost.
Out of line. What in heaven's name are you talking about?
Easy, Ed.
It's going to have a
language. This is a family show.
It's going to have an aneurysm here in a minute. Watch his vein pop in his head. Stalin.
Some people came to look at my house. They were Negroes.
Oh.
Uh-oh. There we go. Cat is now out of the bag. Or the Negroes out of the woodpile. Whatever you want to say. I
Jesus
don't know.
Christ.
I hate myself.
Tom, Ed. People get nervous, you know. They worry.
Oh, the Muslims are back. Where do you think they're coming and going from?
Damn foreigners. They ain't American. I don't want to know them.
I know. I wish they'd all go back to the desert.
Yeah. What the hell is that from?
It's Always Sunny.
Oh.
It's Mac's mom and Charlie's mom.
I told them it's probably all a mistake. We all know you wouldn't do anything out of line, Ed.
Out
of line? What in heaven's name are you talking about? Some people came to look at my house. They were Negroes. I haven't done anything yet. Now, take it easy, Ed. I'm not Tom Elder, you know. Look, let's face it. If you want to sell your house, I want to sell it.
It sounds like Tom Elder's a real fucking problem in that neighborhood.
We have not met this Tom Elder yet, have we? No,
that was the guy at the bus stop.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that sounds like Tom Elder's a real problem.
I'm thinking he might be the Grand Dragon or something, you know?
Yeah, he's the Robert Byrd of Dearborn, Michigan.
We have seen lots of those.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of those in my time. What?
Thank you, Senator Byrd.
Race relations.
They're much, much better than they've ever been in my lifetime. I think we, as my personal opinion, I think we talk about race too much. I think there are...
Spit it out, Joe Biden? Jesus!
Right.
Fucking mush-mouth idiot.
I think those problems... We're largely behind us.
Oh.
I think we can all profit by our mistakes. I think we've reached a new plateau. And I think it's going to keep going upward, that understanding and race relations. But I think we talk so much about it that we helped, I think, create somewhat of an illusion.
You know, could have just ended it right here.
Yeah.
That's it. Just next question.
Oh, mama. Well, no, but you know what? Tony Snow just kind of left it. You know, he just kind of...
Kind of let him go.
That's what you do. You ask a question, then you shut the fuck up. Especially if they're babbling.
Let them hang themselves.
Yeah, let them hang themselves.
We try to have goodwill. My old mom told me, Robert, you can't go to heaven if you hate anybody. We practice that. There are white niggers.
There it goes.
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time. I'm going to use that word.
I've seen a lot of them in my time, Jeff, if you want to use that word.
But we just need to work together to make our country better. And I just soon quit talking about it so much.
Well, yeah, after you drop the N-bomb, I would... Want to quit talking about it too?
Should we talk about your time in the Klan?
Yeah,
Senator.
All the time
talk about that.
All the time you collected funds for the Klan. You want to talk about that instead?
They were Negroes. I haven't done anything yet.
No, now.
Take it easy, Ed.
Take it easy, Ed.
I'm older, you know. Look, let's face it. If you want to sell your house, I want to sell.
Take it easy, Ed. Me and my kid touch a mustache are going to get outraged here in a minute.
Guy looks like he posed for the Pringle can.
He really does look like fucking... You ought to be selling Charmin to people in fucking 1973. I hate him.
That's what I'm here for. That's my business. But there's some things you just can't do. That sign. It's a terrible thing. It's sort of an open invitation to anybody. You've been around here long enough to know we don't do things. That way.
Now listen.
I've had a dozen people in here would have taken your place. I didn't let them get as far as you. I've got to consider the community. You're leaving. But there are a lot of us who are going to be here for a long time. Now take a tip from an old friend. Forget this whole thing and let me take care of your house.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Out of line.
Well, that's Ted Motes for you.
Oh, fucking
to see things
fucking Ted Motes.
Fucking Ted Motes.
Jesus.
That fucking guy's got a reputation in this town.
Ted Motes.
Yeah. Fucking.
This way or you're out of line.
Well, the minute those people showed up, I
so now it's so now it's Ed and wife and what I assume are the kids.
Must be the kids, yeah. Yeah, yes. I would assume so.
And the girl in the background looking longingly out the window, wishing she had a black cock in her life right now.
Soon, honey.
Oh, yes, soon. Soon.
What was I supposed to do, slam a door in her face?
Where's Laurie? She was here a minute ago. Oh, she's outside playing with Bobby. He's got a new bike, and he promised to give her a ride.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Bob, I'll fucking give you a ride.
How about some fishing on Saturday? Weather's still good. Laurie can come along with us.
No, nothing doing, Dad. Bob promised to put up the wallpaper in the dinette weeks ago, but he can find the darndest excuses for not doing it.
Now listen,
fucking Bob.
You know
look,
what?
Bob.
Now there's a Bob.
Jesus.
So, okay, so it's the daughter and apparently now her husband.
Yeah.
So it's Ed and wife and their cunt daughter.
Yeah, and her
who's craving a real cuck
husband.
In her life and her cuck husband who's going to eat the black cum out of her pussy when it's over. Cuck idiot.
I'll come as white, Brian.
Well, you know what, though?
That wallpaper.
It tastes like Oreos if it's black guy, right?
He's the boss
right.
around here anyway.
Jimmy, I'll help you with the wallpaper. We can get it done in a few hours with these two.
Yes,
we can get it done instead of these two fucking it up.
These two fucking idiots.
Wait a minute. What the fuck just
Not
happened?
Doing it.
No.
This Saturday, that wallpaper goes up.
Oh. Who's the boss around here anyway?
Jimmy, I'll help you with the wallpaper. We can get it done in a few hours with these two out of the way.
Jeez, this is in black and white. I'd really like to know if that's blood.
So you can't see because you're, but someone drove up and threw paint all over the sign, the for sale sign. And then also over the little girl's dress that was the daughter of the black cock desiring daughter. So, oh, my stuff. Fuck your dress.
Jesus.
Fuck your dress. We're about to have a race war, you fucking coos. Fuck your dress. Ah, this is a damn shame.
Never to be the same again. At the first sign of the first family entering, the street responds with the old questions. Why do they go where they're not wanted? Why in a neighborhood like this?
Jesus.
Now the old cries. Running the place down and values down. Wanting our girls.
Wanting our girls. There it is. There it is.
Those Negro savages.
And now they got them, because you can't find a white girl fucking a white guy in this town.
Now images rise up.
Oh, boy.
Riots at night.
I'm going to start fucking black girls.
Images of violation.
Just to kind of get back at them.
Fears that lie deep in people's lives. And a man stands suddenly alone.
Oh, that is
Jesus Christ. Who the fucking Ayn Rand write this?
He's going to go to Reardon Metal and get a new sign.
Somebody got this assignment and go, this is my big fucking break. No, it is not.
This guy's trying to win his local Emmy right here. This fucking guy. Ed is perplexed.
Well, Ed's doing a fantastic job.
I don't believe it. All I did was talk to some Negroes.
You had two options, Ed. You could have fucking pulled your fucking gun out and shot the car up. But no, you let him get out and you showed him inside of the house.
Money don't have a color, man. Shit. Go back to where they say this coming after their women. That's hilarious. Coming after our girls.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Coming after our girls, see?
Night, murder, rape. Images of violation. Fears that lie deep in people's lives. And a man stands suddenly.
I think I'm going to go back a little bit. Hang on.
Never to be the same again.
No.
At the first sign of the first family entering, the street responds with the old questions. Why do they go where they're not wanted? Why in a neighborhood like this?
Jesus.
Now the old cries. Running the place down and values down. Wanting our girls.
Wanting our girls.
Hey, where are the white women at? Right. Oh, boys. Look what I've got here.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh. Fucking classic.
Now images rise up. Riots at night. Murder, rape.
Jeez.
Images of violation. Fears that lie deep in people's lives.
I had no idea black people were so violent.
man stand.
I mean, I don't know how I'd know that. I steer clear from him every chance I get.
That's coming from old Mr. Cross the street when I see him, Jeff Durant.
Jesus.
Suddenly alone.
Oh, Ed.
It's like when I'd go in fishing.
No. They can't leave the women home alone now. They'll get, you know, killed by the neighbors or whatever. Right. Who orchestrated this? The guy from Star Trek? Knock it off. Act two. Outside of a school ground. Here comes Ed walking up with his granddaughter.
You hear about Candy?
Are you serious? That's all we've been talking about at our house.
Yeah, ours too. Now, the way I see it, school's one thing. It's all right for kids to learn what it's all about, but...
Sure, but when it comes to your home's different. We've got our rights, too.
Exactly.
You can't force us to live with them.
Yeah, just let them try to force this in my block. Well, nice to have seen you, Mrs. Peterson.
Nice to have seen you.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Ed, the world's a fucked up place if you're just not realizing.
They play. And, of course, they're all different.
Yeah, I don't see any Jews in there.
But what does it
Relax.
Mean when one level is
Well, that
kept?
One might be.
One
a fucking slinky neck.
It
if
really
I ever
is
saw
a
it.
Fucking mongrel.
Jesus, before they knew what autism was, just throw them in regular gen pop.
Christ, that's a half white, half Vulcan right there.
It's fucking... It's Mia Wallace as a young kid.
Man,
it's
I...
Young Mia Wallace.
I saw Don't Look Up the other night, and Jennifer Lawrence is still fucking sexy, man.
Yeah.
Gee, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Color, one group. What their grown-ups think of as one kind of people.
She really is a fucking mongrel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Even here, playing.
Fatso.
Are they cut off from part of life?
See, that boy is trying to get the other one from stealing his bike.
Those two are about to kiss, though. They're really close. Black kid and a white kid on a bike together, and that kid in the back is really thinking about getting in that black boy's ass. Ooh. They are, don't look at the camera, you dummy. Fourth wall.
The variety, the richness, the texture.
Daddy, look what I bought at the store today. Look what I bought down at the wharf today. They were having an auction.
Look what I bought. Jesus Christ.
God.
Reality that is always there for us.
Jesus Christ, I bet the filmmakers got in trouble for making this in the 50s.
You know what? I mean, gee whiz.
Did you see they had a white girl and a black girl skipping down the street hand in hand?
Hand in hand, no less.
Well, let children.
Let them try it in my
in
neighborhood.
Place.
Quit looking in the cameras, you fucking dopes!
Candy goes through with this, land values around here won't be worth a plug nickel. You know what he's provoked?
God.
Wow.
Around here? I've heard that some young idiots thought they had to protect the honor of the community. Just what Ed's done, I don't know.
Well, if you want to hide your head, okay. But I can't. I've had a steady stream of complaints since we opened this morning.
That's good, Ted. Shows a fine spirit. That paint splashing was a real violation of this place. When I saw it this morning, I was pretty upset.
No, Ralph. Complaints against Candy.
I see.
You got two liberals in town.
Come on, Ralph.
Smarten up, Ralph.
Well, a flood, you say?
Fuck.
From whom?
Well, maybe I exaggerated. Tom Elder. Very substantial.
The fucking Tom Elder again.
Anyone else?
Miss Wesser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we've
yes.
both known Miss Wesser for years. What did she say?
Well, it wasn't so much what she said.
When you're dealing with complaints,
I have I have exclusive audio of what she
Wesser
said.
Say.
Yeah, do you?
Yes, I do. I do.
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning? Up yours, nigger.
Wow.
Yikes.
That is an exclusive.
It's a world exclusive here on DGO Radio.
Oh, shit.
She said she couldn't stand the smell.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is happening?
What, you don't like barbecue?
Their smell.
Oh, my God, that's fucking...
Yikes.
What did she say? Well, it wasn't so much what she said. When you're dealing with complaints, it's precisely that. Just what did Miss Wesser say? She said she couldn't stand the smell.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Listen, I've got nothing against those people, but why go looking for trouble?
Yes. Yes, you do.
God.
I got nothing against those people. I beg to fucking differ.
Those bad-smelling people?
Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
Wow.
Gee whiz.
And this neighborhood will go to pot if we don't stop what can
go shit. Fuck, it's going to go to pot.
Well, that's first it's jazz music, then it's pot. The whole neighborhood's going to go to hell.
Tell them this is a fucking family show and we don't care for that kind of language.
She said she couldn't stand the smell. Listen, I've got nothing against those people, but
the worst things, the worst people I've smelled in my life without exception have been white people.
Go to pot if we don't stop what Kant is doing. Now look, Ted.
Look, Ted.
I'm a practical man. You don't work for this bank very long unless you are. I have to talk to you from two positions, from my own and from the bank's. They're not necessarily the same.
Oh.
We can't have people like Tom Elder and Miss Wesser throwing us into a panic. Land values don't have to go down. Not if the people in the community act like they believe in themselves. No. Here's an article reported in the New York Times which says...
Oh, shit. More lefty trash.
That's really funny.
Here's an article in the New York Times.
Oh, well.
We got it all the way here at Dearborn, Michigan. Took 6 weeks to get here.
Reported in the New York Times which says...
So an article in the New York Times says that the fucking war is over.
More lefty propaganda.
Took that long to get here.
Is that the official organization...
It's a long time.
...appraisal experts finds that land values actually have gone up in this type of situation. Oh, come on now, Ralph. You can do anything with figures, you know that. The important thing is we don't want anything like that to happen.
You can manipulate data to present it how you want it to look?
That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah. I've got two daughters, you know.
Uh-oh.
The last thing they need is some fucking black rod in their fucking...
Oh, my God, it'll fucking
vages.
Ruin them. Why don't you go... Vages? We don't need no stinking vages.
Look, I got two daughters, and I want them to be able to get up the next morning.
Be able to walk...
Walk themselves.
They got to walk to school, goddammit. Those fucking huge black rods will split them in half.
Ted... Well, I'd like the bank to get word around that... No, strike that out. I hope that you and the bank will reach a policy decision on real estate loans that will reassure the homeowners of this community. And...
Let me rephrase that for you.
Jeez.
I'd like for the bank to have a policy that says they don't loan money to Negroes.
God damn.
Okay?
The merchants and the service companies. That's quite a package.
Thank you.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
To the black guy.
Look, Ted, you know I don't make the decisions around here. I'll tell you what. I'll call downtown and see what they say.
Well.
If you're not on my side of the fence, at least sit on it, okay?
Jesus.
We'll see.
Get fucked, Ted.
Man.
It's hard to know what's right and what's wrong.
We're going to loan to those black people. We're going to call them subprime mortgages. What could go wrong? Adjustable rates. Fast forward to 2008, the entire fucking world economy collapses because we're bundling subprime. Why don't you get me started on that shit?
The most difficult thing we ever faced. Not just for Ed and me, but for Laurie and... Bob and my daughter.
I tell you what, old grandma's got some fucking big feeders on her, man.
This is our community, too. We leave something here.
She's also got a gun.
Thinking about that very thing.
She's got a gun. Look at those fuck. I mean, she's got, you know, she's got like that coat on and all that. But there, she's hiding them, but she's got some feeders on her. Oof, old grandma, man.
I've heard about what happened.
He had to fuck. Okay, we're going to go back to last week's show. The 22-year-old in an 8-year-old's body, or her, the old grandma, and you got to fuck one of them. Who do you fuck?
I think I got to go with Grams.
You think so?
I don't know that I could. I don't know that I could do that.
I don't know how you do it. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough fucking the other girl. It's tough business.
Maybe ask the fucking 8-year-old, hey, can you spit on that real quick for me? She spits on it, it becomes some kind of weird threesome, and then your brain's just totally fucked.
That was like a time release bomb. Oh, holy shit. I'll be damned if I'm putting my mouth on it, get down there and spit on it. Just took over. Oh, fuck. All right.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It was fucking unbelievable. Oh, shit.
You know what I can't bear?
Children? I don't know.
Anymore, because you're 71. You're fucking barren.
Have fucking 8-year-old spit on your twat, so, you know.
Fucking. Better get my breath back.
Ed thinks I'm so lovely. So full of the moralities. I looked at that little girl in all her sweetness and blackness.
Even the non-racist people have to get fucking.
Yeah. Hang on, let me see what the punchline is here, though. Hang on. Sweetness and blackness?
I looked at that little girl in all her sweetness and blackness, and I thought just that.
Just what?
Black. That's what I thought. Black, like them, I thought. And everything I'd heard as a child came back to me. Don't go near one. Don't go into cellars, even with one you know. You'll be killed. You'll be lying in a ditch dead.
Jesus Christ.
But that stain was black. They're not really black, are they?
Kind of a light chocolate color. I mean, it depends on, you know.
Don't go into a cellar with one. What the fucking...
You can go anywhere else, but not a fucking cellar.
I mean, to be fair, she did grow up in Georgia in fucking 1871. Jesus.
When I looked out of the window and that car drove up and he got out, I thought, no. You know how I was brought up, narrow. No evil, but not much good, as a matter of fact. Not much soul. And no...
I know Frank Sinatra was
in this. I just going to say, he's got some fucking... That is a 1957 dippity-doo fucking hairstyle you got there, buddy.
Visible body. No poverty. Just enormous blinders of very good material. So something in me went, no. I was shocked at myself.
What would you say that was?
Some shred of prejudice. And an infinitesimal spark of human feeling. Isn't that awful?
To be ashamed by oneself? No.
What?
That first moment, I didn't want them even to look at the house. And then we got talking, and I began to like them.
Why do you have your hair cut like a fucking
that they can afford?
Weed whacker got a hold of your fucking. Anyway, what do you care? You're moving to a different all-white neighborhood. What do you give a fuck?
Right. Yeah.
And then, when I tried to clean Laurie's dress, something happened. I want them to have the house.
That's the first awful thing you've said, girl.
But I want them to be like anybody else. Have a house they
is that,
want. And
is that the clergy?
That's the priest in the neighborhood, yeah.
The reason. The fact that it's your anger, your resentment of what happened to Laurie, your hatred that's inviting them to live here.
Now,
that,
if you excuse me, I have to go fuck a 10-year-old boy in the next room. If you'll excuse me, I have to go.
Hatred and anger leads to the dark side, so.
It's true.
Careful.
Anger leads to suffering.
It's not a motive.
Yes, I see.
What? Shut up.
How does the church stand on this?
Uh-oh.
Well,
where do you stand?
Well, we hate black people in the church.
The church sees it as a challenge. We have
sure
a chance here to affirm our deepest beliefs in the spirit.
Ugh.
In the variousness of man.
Ugh.
And the unity of the spirit.
But not all the church thinks this way.
No, not all. But enough of us.
Well, I have to now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go into the confessional and come on the picture of an 8-year-old boy I have pinned up in the...
I have to go diddle the fucking altar boys now.
It's a declaration of conscience.
So a declaration of what?
Declaration of conscience.
I see. Thank God you have a religion to tell you about your
yes,
fucking conscience.
Yes, thank you, yeah.
You could never figure that out on your own. Thank God you have a religion to tell you about it.
Take a look at this, Carol.
Take a look at this, Carol.
It's a declaration of conscience. A statement of basic principles used as a focal point by those people in a community who refuse to allow ignorance and fear and hate direct.
Goddamn fucking hippie commune is what it is.
If you're worried about ignorance, fear, and hate, you wouldn't let religion into your fucking town.
Now, this problem is the greatest challenge the church has had to meet in a long time.
I beg to fucking disagree.
It's not always easy meeting challenges, but this sort of thing can help us to meet our responsibility. It's a place to begin.
She didn't need your help to be a moral person, you fucking asshole. She figured it out without you.
This guy's fucking pissed.
This guy, the real estate guy. So now it's the real estate guy coming back with his fucking bow tie on, like Irving R. Levine.
Well, what's the answer? You understand this is an informal statement. It also may be taken as a statement of bank policy. It is concerned only with that aspect of the problem, if it is a problem, that affects us as a financial institution. This bank is in the business of making sound loans properly secured. Period.
Sound loans. What does that mean? If this happens here, there won't be many loans worth making.
Oh, my God.
I think there will. And there are others in the community who think so, too. In my experience, the question of whether a man pays his debts has nothing to do with the color of his skin or where he came from.
You
know what'll happen.
What, in your opinion?
Opinion? This is a fact.
It is.
The better element will leave. We'll have a slum on our hands.
Ted, I think that depends on us.
All right, Ralph. Now we know where we stand. You go ahead and talk about bank policy, but I'll tell you one thing. Once something like this gets started, you don't stop it.
That's right.
And if anybody around here is going to sell any real estate, it's going to be Ted Moots.
Goddamn Ted back at it. Fucking Ted.
I'm waiting for one of them to drop the N-bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting.
It's got to happen.
One house. Its neighbors.
Now.
Confusion of a street.
Oh, boy. Yeah, here's where it happens.
Flaring up.
Here we go. Now we're having
each
a meeting.
Each of them has fears that rage and threaten.
It's a room full of white people getting together to talk about the outrage of... they hadn't even made an offer on the house. It's the idea of selling the house to a black couple with one child. Okay, it's the idea of it is outrageous to this neighborhood. So now they've all gathered finally in a what appears to be the German club where the Beatles play their first shows.
It's the Cavern Club.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I can think of the name of it.
Threats that seem to come from outside. Ooh. When you were a child, what was it? The Jews, the Poles, the Irish, Italians, Chinese?
Yep.
These fears are real. About their homes, yes.
We used to keep them in camps when the war was going on. Dude, if you were black in 41 at like Pearl Harbor and you went, fuck am I going to fight for? To come back home and fucking be...
And be, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Treated like a second class. I said, fuck all that, man.
They believe it is. Threat to their social standing guarded so long? They think so.
Man, that guy's head is perfectly square.
And the law's beginning to recognize this. You can't legislate that. You can't do what?
I mean, you can't force tolerance by law.
Of course you can. But this has nothing to do with tolerance. This has to do with practice. You can, by law, prevent men from committing crimes against others that are always, in reality, crimes against themselves. That's what law is for.
Oh, well, that's all very fine. But how are we going to keep this neighborhood good? We don't want undesirables.
Say it!
We don't want land values to take a nosedive.
Well, you know as much about land values as I do. They don't have to do a nosedive at all. This afternoon, I waved an article on property values in Ted Mote's face. I'd really only read the headline myself, but since then I've read it through carefully, and this is what it had to say.
Wait a minute, you're just...
So you're just like everybody else, then. You just read the headline. Yeah. That's
what do they have?
Perfect.
Do they have Facebook back in 1957?
Clickbait.
Yeah. Well, I just read the headline.
Yeah. I did my research.
But it seemed to confirm my prior, so I went with it. I'm going to start a service called Twitter and put it on there.
It was a study for the University of California on 9 San Francisco neighborhoods in which Negroes had bought homes since 1940.
I suppose you're going to tell us property values went up.
Exactly. Apparently, there have been dozens of such studies made, and the findings have been that prices go up, not down, if anything, over a period of time.
Now I've heard everything.
All right. No heart, very limited kind of head, a man's wallet is his castle, that kind of imagination. All right? Well, let me tell you this. A man's a desirable neighbor if he's financially all right and he doesn't throw beer cans all over his front lawn.
This is what I'm talking about.
It has nothing whatever to do with the color of his skin.
That's just it. If you can fucking keep the noise down, I don't give a fuck what you're doing.
I don't care.
If you're not hooping and hollering and fucking yelling and... I don't give a fuck what's going on.
Or is religion, or where's parents come from? It has to do with the worth of a person.
No Jews,
that's
though.
Economics.
Mr. Candy, you're a man of good judgment. Would you say that these people were nice people?
You're the first person that asked me that. Yes, they were nice people.
Candy, what are you trying to do to us? What grudge got you going against this place
this,
anyway?
It's going to be this dude. This dude right here is going to fucking bring out the fucking heavy end bombs. You wait.
They got 6 minutes to drop the end bomb, and I have a feeling when we do, the studio's going to fall apart.
It's going to be this dude right
here. Yeah, this is the guy.
If anybody's damaging this community, it's not Ed Candy.
I'm leaving. Been at this for 2 hours, and all I know is we're not getting anywhere.
All right, Tom.
And no.
The community is ready to pull out, and nobody...
I believe you're getting new Negro neighbors.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Getting ready to
Anybody
pull out?
Damaging this community, it's not Ed Candy.
I'm leaving. We've been at this for 2 hours, and all I know is we're not getting anywhere.
All right, Tom.
And the community is ready to pull out, and nobody wants...
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
Now the time has come to act, and act fast.
I'm leaving.
You get back here, you fast, kid-ass-eyed wender. Ain't no way that nobody's gonna leave this town. Hell, I was born here, and I was raised here. And dadgummit, I'm gonna die here.
Dadgummit.
And no sidewinding, bushwhacking, hornswoggling, crocker crocker is gonna roll away. This is cutter.
Exactly.
Now, who can argue with that?
Rubber.
I think we're all indebted to Gabby Johnson for clearly stating what needed to be said.
I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
I'm leaving. We've been sitting here for 2 hours arguing about the Negroes. I'm going home to my frigid wife.
Wants to do anything not about it.
She hasn't touched my cock since Truman was president.
12 and all I know is we're not getting anywhere.
All right, Tom.
Half the community is ready to pull out, and nobody wants to do anything
not
about
just
it.
Just a second, Tom. What's been happening here has happened before in other places. It's always to somebody's advantage to stir things up. It's an old game that Ted Motes played here today. That's Ted Motes. It's not the whole real estate profession. What happens here or anywhere is completely a matter of how people handle themselves. When they act like human beings, the values are as sound as, well, a silver dollar.
Ted Motes' figures show different. He spent the afternoon going up and down Elm Street ringing doorbells, literally giving a sales talk.
Jesus
Christ.
Some of
the signs are out already.
Sure. And Ted's got 10 new clients and maybe 10 new commissions.
Mr. Yates, Mr. Hibner, couldn't you walk up and down Elm Street and tell them that?
Well, what we might do, too, is put out our own signs. It's been done. Something like, we're not selling. We believe in our community.
Negroes, welcome!
I just don't know. I don't know how we can be good neighbors. Even if the land values stay the same.
Oh, my God.
The street's going to be different.
Yeah.
Doesn't that depend on us? Did any of us really choose each other as neighbors? We get along. But how long can we keep the door closed without locking ourselves in?
Easy, Reverend.
Jesus,
fuck, you're getting deep.
Getting deep, man.
Wow, easy.
Holy shit.
Damn. That's fucking divine.
Cereal box philosopher, this motherfucker. God damn.
Right after this, he's going to bust into a rendition of Peggy Sue.
He really ought to be on a...
He ought to be fucking nosediving.
He really ought to be on a
plane Iowa
that's
going to
crash in Iowa soon. He really ought to be... That'll be the day I die, all right. He really does look like Buddy Holly's fucking less successful older brother. Holy shit. Ooh, that's a good look.
How long can we keep the door closed without locking ourselves in?
Oh, fuck yourself.
What we must learn is how to keep from poisoning ourselves.
No, what you must learn is...
and barriers.
How to keep from touching kids.
I don't leave fucking kids alone, you dick.
Negroes don't live in ghettos anymore.
What? What did she say?
Heavens, look at that. Nonsense. Negroes don't live in ghettos anymore.
Ghettos.
Good heavens, look at the housing projects in the city.
Oh, heavens, they come from the ghettos.
Gee, they're not ghettos.
Of course they are.
Well, the projects became ghettos.
Where a human being is shut in or shut out because of the color of his skin is a ghetto, in the real sense of the word. I know that now. I guess I knew it all along, just didn't think much about it, though.
Yes.
But they are ghettos.
Well, Mr. Candy, it's not really up to us, you know. It's up to you alone whether the sale will be made.
No, Jim. You're wrong there. What I do isn't nearly as important as what you do. That's what this is all about.
I'm going to be gone.
He's right. We can't duck it. Ed can't.
I hate the preacher. He's fucking...
Yeah.
His decision is his own, but that's no longer important.
Ed's decision is his own. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go to a band practice with the Crickets right now. Holy shit.
And can we wrap this up? I have to be at the airport soon.
Yes, please. With Richie Valens.
Listen, Richie's going to be here in a minute to pick me up, and we're headed for the airport.
Yeah, it's going to be Richie and the Big Bopper.
It's what we do that counts. This isn't about one man and his house.
Yes.
This is about us as a community.
I
it has to be fought out in the white communities, in the white people, each in himself.
Yeah.
Now it's been
said,
the community is engaged. As we move toward this beginning...
Yeah, it's that kind of liberal talk that got Minneapolis burned to the fucking ground 2 summers ago. You fucking hippie, beat it.
Quickening of pace,
I like my
see
Walgreens.
Right here in these people as they begin to face up to their problem. We need ourselves, freed from our old slaveries and exclusions.
Oh, jeez.
We are fighting for a sense of community.
Yeah. That's going to stink, too.
Mm-hmm. In order to have...
After the meeting, they're showing movies on this fucking guy's forehead. Jesus Christ, man. Fucking Frankenstein-looking dope.
If you stay for after the movie, we're going to show Birth of a Nation on Frank's forehead. Because their Klansmen did it. All right.
That
ever. We're going to be showing that Disney classic. What's that movie with
Song of the South?
Song of the South.
Zippity doo da, zippity yay.
Ain't no Negroes moving in today.
We must look at what we have been excluding.
That's
we
Negroes.
Need ourselves in all our pride of differences to lift the old threat that brought us here. The way we meet the difference
Stop
in people.
Stop lecturing me. I got it.
Give us strength.
Fuck.
The range, the variousness that we have.
All right.
This is a source of power always.
This is some
is
fucking,
well
some real
used.
Commie shit.
It is.
This possibility is very great just now. It is whatever we feel and do and think.
Right.
When we go out of here and go home tonight.
Now.
It is.
They flash forward 18 months. The black family's moved in. And the neighborhood is a complete shithole.
Oh, yeah. Well, because here's the thing. Remember earlier we said it was the black husband and wife and their daughter.
Yeah.
But everybody knows there's others coming later. It'll be mother. It'll be a couple of cousins. Yep.
I got 8 fucking cars sitting out there. What are you doing? They can't collect my trash because they got fucking cars sitting there.
Oh, my God.
It's deep in what we are prepared to give, what we feel surely.
All right, you fucking commie, we got it.
In ourselves, all the way home.
Yes.
Fucking goddamn Soviet Union national.
That really is fucking
blaring
just
at the end of this.
Just some commie horseshit.
Nathan Zucker,
goddamn it. The commies used to have propaganda like, oh, America, you know, how they keep blacks out of schools. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a Holodomor. Go fuck yourself. We're not starving 5 million people at a time. Get fucked.
Okay, that wasn't too bad. That actually was funny, but in a different way.
Well, it was a little preachy.
Yeah, it was.
Jesus.
Shit.
And they didn't even say whether the blacks move in at all, do they? They don't even say.
No, you just got to make that, you know. There might be a second part to this. I mean, I'm sure it did well at the box office.
Yeah, what's the deal here? I mean, where was this shown in 57? Let's see. Yes. No, it doesn't say.
Hmm.
Probably showed it in schools or something. They're just like us, you know. They're human beings. Yikes.
The personal hygiene for young women, we have to watch that one.
Yes. Don't let your pussy smell like a tackle box. Gee whiz, Becky, you smell like trout.
You smell like the graveyard, Becky.
The graveyard. Cemetery juice dripping out her pussy.
Oh, fuck. Whew.
Man.
Two shows in one day.
That was some real shit they did back in the old days, man. That was a real thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
God,
fuck yeah.
Damn.
You know how many conversations like that went on in churches and living rooms? And
shit.
And I'm sure were a lot more heated than this fucking one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Today. There was some, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the young communist in America was in charge of fucking that one. That was a little,
Fucking... Who was selling the house? Ed?
Yeah, Ed.
Yeah, Ed would have probably gotten his fucking ass beat.
Fucking Ed didn't make it home this night. He's walking with two guys. They're going to whack him like Joe Pesci at the end of Goodfellas.
See that hole, Ed?
Yeah.
Get in it. They're going to throw his fucking half-breathing wife on top of him and start throwing sand.
Fucking dig your own hole, Ed.
Oof. That fucking scene at the end of Casino with that is rough.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That
I think so.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I like Casino. It's a little long, though.
It is, but yeah, it's good.
Little long.
Yeah. Oof, man, that's a rough scene. Kind of petered out.
Yeah. I tell you what's not going to peter out, that smell.
No.
Smell's going to be a legit thing that's happening to both of us. All right, well, listen, everybody. Well, we are going... Yeah, that's why I'm fucking wrapping the show up.
God damn.
That's why I'm wrapping up.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, is it?
Wow.
I wouldn't have noticed.
Oof.
Yeah, that's it. I'm wrapping up. Okay. We're going to be off for a few weeks. Worst of for the next few weeks, and enjoy your blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? I hope you...
Enjoy Jesus' birthday.
I hope you drive drunk in a car and fucking kill yourself and three other people. Fuck yourself. We'll see you next year on TGO Radio. I'd like to play the sounder right here. Doug, can we... Can we play this at the end? Is that possible?
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.
What a piece of shit.